It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this January 28th. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Pete. And I'm Mike Rickard. And my normal wingman, Ben Botham, actually went up to Savannah State, his alma mater, and he's having a little baseball reunion. So we bring in the big guns. My former wingman, the big old Oscar Garner III, he'll be stopping in shortly. And, of course, the Axeman, Alex Reba. And we'll have a conversation with the Spartan from MSU and the Pride of Penn State, Nittany Lion. And they'll be helping me as we fumble, stumble, and bumble through the intro. And then we dive into a conversation about the NFL. I'm sure knowing these youngsters, a little NBA, college basketball. And, of course, as I said, the conference games tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Niners and Eagles. And this place will be jam-packed. This is Philadelphia Eagle headquarters. They'll be upstairs, downstairs. The entire place will be jam-packed with them. And then, of course, 6:30 tomorrow night, the Bengals and the Chiefs live from Arrowhead Stadium at the 6:30 kick. Looking forward to that game. And hopefully, well, it depends on where you sit in that one. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to go down lightly. He has been beaten three consecutive times by the young startup. And, of course, Joe Burrow. So that will be a great game. And right now, most of the prognosticators have the Eagles and the Bengals, believe it or not, in the Super Bowl. You're nodding your head. You feel the same.
I do. I mean,
welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for getting up and traveling so far to come down here.
It's a tough walk for me.
What is it, about 480 paces?
Give or take, you know, maybe 100 paces less even.
And I am very distraught as I sit across from a Nittany Lion. I loved wrestling. I my background's boxing, as I mentioned, and my brother was a wrestler in Iowa. It's, you know, basically in Iowa, wrestling is it. Well, ever since you guys stole
Kale State is where it is.
Ever since you stole, I'm going there, Kale Sanderson from Iowa State University, the Olympic gold medalist, and I've got a, in fact, I need to try to get reached out to him during the offseason. I'm sure he'll come on, and I'll make sure you're on with me. But Kale's a great guy. You guys stole him, built him a new facility, and upped the ante, and then all of a sudden, Iowa became the stepchildren of national domination, and it was no more relevant than last night. And when you got Michael Parsons right there sitting there freaking out, I didn't really. Did he wrestle?
No, not to my knowledge.
It almost looked like he was that into it, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I saw his tweet a couple days ago. He was like, I need someone to get me to Penn State, Iowa wrestling, and he made it happen somehow.
He was front seat proud and really into it. And that, I tell you what, that is an exciting. It reminds you of a heavyweight championship venue when they're calling the wrestlers, you know, onto the mat, and pretty cool. Of course, we've got a loaded show, and a lot of it's going to be with Alex and the Big O. And then we've got Zach Luttrell. He's the president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be promoting an event that I went to last year. And being a baseball fan, I'll invite you and take you over, and maybe Big O will meet us. Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars. It's March 23rd. It's in Ybor City. It's that Thursday night. It's at the Al Lopez Museum. We'll have some of the greats. Lou Piniella will be there, and Wade Boggs. They're bringing a couple of other guys in. And it's just a great time put on by the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And they do have cigars because you're in Ybor City, and a little beverage, and just a great opportunity to rub shoulders with those guys. So we'll talk about that event. And we have an event on the 25th of March. It'll be Mets and Rays in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, along with Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and Tom Gribbins Entertainment. We will be having a Jimmy Buffett night, so you're going to have to walk over, young man. About 5:30 after the Mets and the Rays, we'll have some of the guys. The Florida Sports Hall of Fame is going to be involved as well. So we'll have some of the greats here hanging out, smoking cigars, listening to Tom Gribbins and the and the Saltwater Cowboys, and there's two of the original Coral Reefer. You probably don't even know these. Coral Reefers, that's the band behind Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, okay.
They live down on the beach where I'm at, and these guys in their 70s can still jam.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
So that'll be a great evening. We'll be doing that in conjunction. We're going to talk to Chris Blackwell. He's the St. Pete High Green Devil Boys basketball head coach. John Hart, the soccer guru for the Tampa Bay region. He'll share some exciting news and alliance. Did you play soccer?
I did. Yeah, that was my primary sport.
Well, you're the man then. You're gonna have to become my soccer because we had on during the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. Soccer's my number one.
Well, we are forming an alliance with this gentleman and Jim Hart, and he's the soccer guru for the Tampa Bay region, and he's taken that Champions Tournament that you have over in Europe,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and taken that model for high school here.
Oh, that's
very successfully, mm-hmm. And now we're going to partner up, and they're going to do a blind draw for the players, the high school kids that'll be on these teams. Mm-hmm. And it's February 18th, 4 o'clock, a Saturday. And we're going to do it right down here at Ferg's, and we're going to become the headquarters.
Oh.
So I might have to throw you into that mix too. I'm going to have to generate some cash so I can pay you.
Yeah, you're getting some great events, it sounds like.
Well, and then at 1:30, the Boca Ciega Pirate boys soccer team is going to be here in the house. And looking forward to that. All right, each and every Saturday, of course, and Sunday, it's a party down here at Ferg's. Today, you know, it's almost a somber feeling when there's no college football, no playoffs.
No, today's a party day in the Tampa Bay region.
It's Gasparilla for you youngsters.
Yeah.
You're going to go over to that madhouse, aren't you?
I am. The pirate invasion's begun already, and I'm right after this, I'm headed over to see what all the action is.
Well, actually, sticking around here for a little while,
of course,
it's not a bad thing.
No.
Because the traffic will wane. It'll be easier to get to it.
Yeah.
Once you get there, you'll have to put on your going to a major event mm-hmm. elbows and find your peeps or your people or whoever you're going to meet. But have you ever been to it?
I was last year was my first event. I'd never been to a Mardi Gras. I'd never been to anything of the sort, and it was freezing cold. But man, was it a lot of fun. It was a great time. Great atmosphere.
Well, great atmosphere. What are you worried about? Cold. You're from up north.
I'm not a guy that says it's too cold when it's 50 degrees out in Florida, but it was whipping winds last year.
And you've got the water, which makes it colder.
Exactly.
I live on the water.
I think it was close to like getting almost the 30s. It was in the 40s by the time when the sun went down. It was cold. Like, and that's even with my northern blood.
You can't kid the old man. You'll have enough antifreeze in you within an hour and a half. You won't even feel the cold.
Fair enough. I couldn't agree more.
And I know you're a bright young man. You'll be Ubering or you'll have a DD.
Of course.
So have a blast. So you'll be heading over there. But we do have a lot of college basketball action down here. Of course, 100 televisions. It will warm up today. It's supposed to warm up all weekend long. So come on down and enjoy whatever game you want. We'll throw it on right now. There's games. Why don't we go over to the games that you've got in front of you today? Any games of note? This time of year, every weekend you can find a game.
Absolutely. That's the best part about college basketball. It's my favorite sport to watch when we get to this point mm-hmm. of the season because, you know, Oscar and I will probably do a little NBA recap here, but it hasn't really started to pick up. We're still in the doldrums of NHL and NBA and football. This is kind of the last weekend where we can count on consistent football because college is over and now we're down to the final four.
It is a sad transition.
But it's exciting. You know, it's exciting because, yeah, we have a little bit of a window here where it gets a little slow, but once we get into the final push of the regular season, NBA, NHL, the Bolts are always exciting. We got the Rays coming up here soon, and my favorite time of year, March Madness. Like you said, we got college basketball all day. Right this weekend, we actually have the SEC Big 12 Challenge, so a bunch of great matchups between those.
That's why Florida's playing K-State.
Correct, yeah. We got some really good matchups here. I mean, already kicking it off the day, Auburn's playing West Virginia. You know, West Virginia is pretty close to where I'm from. They usually have a great program that puts up some good teams that you don't want to play.
Sir Charles, alma mater.
Yeah. Sir Charles. Oh, Auburn, of course. Yeah. Auburn's got a good team this year. They aren't as talented as they were last year, but their guards were a big part of the reason they faltered down the stretch. They got knocked out of the SEC tournament that was in Tampa last year really early. It was a big upset. They kind of lost all their momentum going into March. So it'll be a big season for them if they can get a comeback here going.
And I know Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl used to be an assistant at University of Iowa. And he is a character.
Who wasn't at Iowa?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is a great starting spot. Anyway, Bruce Pearl, you know, we know he had some issues with the NCAA, and I'm glad to see that he rebounded, because essentially, if you're not cheating, you're not trying back in the day. Now it's a wild, wild west.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Absolute wild, wild west.
I mean, it's like, yeah, if you aren't cheating, you aren't trying in college sports anymore. I mean, what is cheating even? I don't know. The rules are so great.
Well, it's not cheating anymore because
no.
They can't mandate things. They have no power.
Nope. But yeah, I mean, outside of that, we got some really big matchups. Probably the marquee matchup of the day is number 10 ranked Texas going in to Knoxville, Tennessee, the number 4 Tennessee team. They have been an absolute favorite by everyone coming out of the SEC this year. You know, they've got a very strong team returning from last year. They won the SEC tournament. They're looking to build on that. They got some good veteran leadership in that team. That's going to be a great matchup. Right now, Tennessee's 5.5-point favorites at home.
I can't remember. Did Texas run off Rick Barnes?
I'm not sure.
Or did he choose to go to Tennessee?
No, I'm not sure. I can't remember.
That's good. We'll have to look that up.
We'll have to.
Because there's a lot of friction with that matchup, because he was coaching actually when KD was at Texas.
And Texas is also in a bit of a rebuilding era, because they just lost their coach, Chris Beard. Some really bad allegations of domestic.
Isn't he the cat that came from Texas Tech?
Yes.
And then went to Texas?
He was the big signing.
Yeah.
He was supposed to turn this program around. And he has. I mean, they've landed
some personal issues.
He has. And but their interim coach has led them straight into the fire, and they've come out. They're still ranked number 10. They're playing great basketball headed into February. I mean, that's going to be a great matchup today.
Think about the conversation we're having right now. We're talking Texas, Tennessee. You look at the top 10s. I do my 2-minute sports report each and every week, and I always throw in the top 10s on Tuesdays, the men's and the women's. And it's just changed so much this year. You know, at Houston, number 1. This week it's Purdue. You look at that top 10, Alex, and the reality, the blue bloods aren't there in the top 10. Yeah, a few. Kansas was number 1. They dropped down to 9.
Yeah.
You know, the blue bloods don't have the presence. I'll say this:
your Kentucky
typically do. The Kentucky, the Dukes,
your UNC, and
precisely.
UNC is the biggest underwhelming. They've had some really bad injuries this season that have derailed their season. But again, they're kind of it's almost reminiscent of what happened with them last year. They had a young team though, and they overperformed, and they made that incredible run to the Final Four,
which was a great story.
Great story. It broke my. I went to that Final Four. I'm a closeted Duke fan, and it broke
you
my
are?
Heart. To, yeah, it broke my heart to see.
And hell of a game seed Coach K get beat.
Yes, it was. It was. It was crazy.
I was with you.
It was Jay Wright's final game, that Final Four, too. So who would have thought we'd lose two of the biggest coaches in college basketball in that Final Four? But it was a great Final Four. I mean, it really was. But yeah, it has been a tough year for the Blue Bloods, and credit to those teams that aren't traditionally there. I mean, the biggest one that comes to mind is Kansas State. That huge win they had over Kansas.
I watched that game.
Storm in the court. I mean, Jerome Tang is building a culture, and he said after they won that game, he said, this is the expectation now, you know, and that's
he's my kind of cat.
That's the stone.
He's in there. He reminds me of the coach at Iowa State, who's done a superb job.
Absolutely.
Those guys are fit. They look like, you know, you give me a bad time and I'm taking you down. And Iowa State had a huge win this past week as well. And you take a look at that Big 12, and they could have seven teams.
Big 12 is, I think, the best top to bottom conference this year. I mean, you look at the guys, the teams that are in the top 25 right now. K-State is a dangerous team. Kansas is the defending champion. They have good players, and they have young players that are going to be great too. Then there's no easy win. Like you said, Iowa State, you know, we were talking about that Iowa game they played, remember, I feel like that was back in December already, but they played well in that game. Oh, look who's joining us now.
Big O's in the house. And you know what blows me away? His Celtics went down to the New York Knickerbockers, and he's still loud and proud. I figured you'd have Sparty in my face all day since my Hawkeyes went and battled them. You know, we're undermanned. We look like we were dead in the water, 12 down. But that Hawkeye Iowa, you know, lots of fight in us. We come back. You need some help. It's been a while since you've been on there. That's a microphone. Those are headphones. Oscar Garner III, welcome back to the world of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Now that you've moved into the uppity neighborhood, you occasionally come down and see Alex and I. Thank you so much for gracing us with your presence this morning.
Get him in. This is the only time. I'm gonna ride you about the Hawks loss. But I figured I'd be upbeat because my Jason Tatum, it's on the back of his jersey right here, got selected to be a starter in the All-Star game this week. So
that he did. That he did.
Jaylen Brown got
selected. I knew he'd go right to NBA. All right.
Yeah, you're.
Let's finish with our college conversation.
All right. So up to this point in the season, it's Purdue, in my opinion, who's been in the league of their own. They have Zach Edey. I mean, an absolute animal. 7-2.
He is.
You can't stop him.
Is he number one draft pick?
No.
I don't think
his game's not going to translate. People, it's a guards league anyway.
Exactly. You know, people were debating that. You know, the talking heads in ESPN. I'm thinking, back in the day, possibly.
Yes. Oh, I'm back in. Yeah, back whenever basketball.
Somebody
played.
Need a matchup against Kareem.
Yeah,
or,
you're 10 feet within the hoop when the ball is down.
Or the Jordan years when they had three centers. You know, mm-hmm. so that they could. Hack attack Shaq.
The problem with Zach Edey in the modern NBA is he has absolutely no exterior game. He can't step out and hit a jump shot in the way that so many of the bigs now do. I mean, you look at the Embiids. You can trust him to make a three-point shot just as much as a dunk. You know, like Zach Edey does not have that part of his game. He's
was
going Embiid to develop
drafted
it
with that though.
No, I mean, but he's still in college, had the ability to hit a mid-range shot. That was never Zach Edey. That's not been Zach. But Zach Edey has made an absolute transcendental change in his game from last year to this year.
Oh, remember, there's guys like me out there listening, that financial analysts, transcendental.
Okay, he's made a massive
step
forward.
Tell me it down for me.
Massive step forward.
There you go.
There you go. Transcendent. Whatever you want to say, Zach Edey.
It's impressive, though. I like it. I feel like I'm sitting across from Howard Cosell back in the day.
Zach Edey's been a huge part of that Purdue team, but that team is also, they're scrappy, they play you tough, and they're Big Ten basketball, which is my favorite brand of basketball. But you know what? It hasn't translated to March, so it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you still have some super talented teams like Alabama, Houston. Kelvin Sampson always has that team gritty, great defensive team. They don't have guys.
They went down to Temple Owls, for Christ's sake.
That was a tough one. And then
USF took the Owls to overtime.
Team slip up. It's a long season. And they were on the road. I think they were on the road. No, they were at home. They were at home. Lost that one at home. That one was a little bit more surprising. But you know what? It's a long season. Teams slip up. And I think that goes to a credit of how much parity there is in college basketball this year, which we haven't always seen. You know, I mean, there are teams this year that can beat you on any given. I mean, look at a team within the state. Who would have thought Florida Atlantic would be undefeated?
Number 21.
Conference USA this year.
Number 21 in the country.
Yeah, I mean, their coach has had them playing at an elite level this year. They don't have too many great quality one quadrant one wins. You know, they're out of conference schedule. I think their only loss was against Ole Miss. So it's not like they've had a huge test, but I think CUSA is an underrated conference compared to some of the power conferences, you know?
We definitely have their ticket punch for March Madness. Hey, Oscar Garner III, the big O, you got to raise your game. John Rager just texted me, and he's stunned that he hears your voice on the airwaves, and he misses you. But he's editing everything that comes out of our pie holes, and right now Alex gets an A+. You haven't done enough to even get a score, and I use my typical fumble, stumble, and bumble. Do we have any other big games in NCAA college basketball?
So that Tennessee game is going to be the marquee one we're going to look out for. You mentioned Florida playing Kansas State. That's always interesting if you're an in-state Gator fan. We got Arizona, Washington out west. That's not a bad one to look out for. And I think we had a couple other in the Big 10 that I had my eye on, or the Big 12 that I had my eye on. Alabama, Oklahoma. Alabama's the number two team in the country, but they got to go into Oklahoma. That's never an easy.
Their basketball team's ranked higher than a football team.
Their basketball team is higher than that.
Well, they finished number two in the final bowl.
So we got a fun one for close to home. The Pitt Panthers are having a little bit of a resurgent year under Jeff Capel. They're making the Oakland Zoo a thing again. They're hosting the number 20 ranked Miami Hurricanes. They're a 1-point dog at home, so that's going to be an interesting one. And I think the last one I'd mention is Kansas Kentucky. You're talking about Blue Bloods.
There's the Blue Bloods.
Kentucky unranked at the moment, but they're starting to get a little bit of momentum. They got Oscar Tshiebwe finally hitting his stride, and they're going to have to host a tough Kansas team. They're 2-point
favorites. I can't believe with him in the lineup that they're not ranked.
You know what? Those Kentucky teams. Did you see the Fire Calipari crew was starting to come out of the wood?
Ingrate youngsters.
Big Blue Nation gets very testy, just like some of the other rabid fan bases in college football are well attuned to call for heads a little soon. I think Calipari's owned a little bit of leeway to
have
a tough season. You know,
regardless whether you like him or not, give him some respect. That's how I look at it.
I completely agree. So yeah, and let's not forget about Florida State. They're hosting Clemson, who's had a great year this year. Florida State has not, but
or Leonard Hamilton. I mean, his success over the years, and this is not a basketball state. But Leonard Hamilton has persevered, and he puts people in the NBA.
He does.
His system works.
Yep.
He plays nine guys. I like Leonard Hamilton, and I'm just stunned to see they're not having the success that he typically does. And they'll make a run. You never know. And you've got the tournament right now. They're on the outside looking in and making a March Madness. Even my Iowa Hawkeyes right now, they got them as a 10th seed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him getting in, but that Big Ten is so deep.
That's the thing. Penn State is on the fringe right now. They're the last team in, according to Bracketology that I just checked, and we are the epitome of a hot and cold team. I mean, we shot 18 threes in one game, and then the next game we lose by 20 at the rack to Rutgers. So, you know, the Big Ten is deep, and any given night you're on the road, it's going to be tough to get a win.
The cannibalism has been crazy in the Big Ten.
Unbelievable.
Every two games seems like a must-win game for any team except Purdue, basically, who has their spot stamped. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Michigan can't decide what type of team they want to be. My team can't decide. I mean, we're dealing
with that. Would be Michigan State. He's a Spartan.
Yeah. Minnesota is pretty much the only one we can forget about. They've been a
And that's sad to see that program plummet like that.
Yeah, they're buried. But for the most part, I mean, any given weekend, you can end up in a Big Ten team and lose.
That's why it was so important for the Hawks, I thought, the other day. And then we'll get off the NCAA. To beat Michigan State, and because you saw the transition in the standings immediately, because one game here or there could be whether you get in or not, or whether you're a 9 or a 10.
It's crazy.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back here, and we'll talk a little NFL football. How's that sound?
Sounds exciting to me.
All right, we'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are brought to you by our good friends at Sea Dogs Brewery, as I mentioned, in on the T, Florida. I don't care if it's breakfast. I don't care if it's lunch or dinner. I had all three there this week. Charlie Breakiron and the staff. In fact, they're rolling out a new menu on February 5th, a week from today. And just a great place. I took people from this area that have been around for quite some time and had not eaten at Sea Dogs. They grew up here. They're powerful businessmen. And they were very, very impressed with Sea Dogs. And I have to get you youngsters down there. The food's fabulous. They have their own beer. They have their own vodka, Ice Pick, which is going to be a big supporter of On the Tee Florida. I'm blessed to have a couple of my young gurus, a couple of Raymond James wizards that take time to join us once in a while. Alex has become consistent. The Boston Celtic Sparty, he's moved out of the neighborhood, and now we have to have Alex put the peer pressure on him. But it's Oscar Garner III, the Big O, the Michigan State graduate, and of course Alex Reba, the Penn State Nittany Lion. And fellas, we're gonna have some fun. We're efforting Zach Littrell. Let's talk a little NFL tomorrow. Of course, 3 o'clock. You've got the Niners and the Philadelphia Eagles. 6:30, Bengals and Chiefs from Arrowhead. 2.5 point. Favorites, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the line is still at 1 with the Chiefs favorite over the Bengals, and we'll see how Mahomes is. We know he's a little banged up, and in fact, this past week I think he only practiced once. McCaffrey only practiced once as well, but
full practice though.
Full practice. Okay, when you're on the radio. See that thing in front of you?
Yeah, I got to speak in.
We got to get you back into Radio 101. Louder, prouder. Act like you're going to go to Gasparilla and see a lot of fine-looking young pirates, lady pirates, which I'm sure you guys are.
It took you a while to arrive at that.
Well, I'm trying to think. Wenches. They call them wenches.
Wenches?
You think if you guys start calling them wenches, you're going to slap?
Yeah, it's 2023.
You're a good-looking wench. Yeah.
I respect women.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're dressed as. Are you a wench? No, next thing you're getting slapped.
They think you said witch, and then they'll be like, I don't know.
I don't think you're good with either one of them.
Yeah, I think.
And I don't think the B would work out either, yeah, so you're done. All right, so when you take a look at this Philly Niners matchup at 3 o'clock, I'm absolutely pulling for the Niners, given the Iowa State, Purdy to George Kittle, Iowa Hawkeye connection, which has been a lot of fun if you're from the state of Iowa, because typically that's like Sparty throwing a ball to a Wolverine, and the fans have to embrace it if they're fans of the pro team. And that's a lot of fun, and I think Purdy's the real deal. I saw him in college a lot. He's cool. He's composed. He's got the weapons around him, a lot of depth. You know, people get concerned about McCaffrey going down. They've got depth at the running back position. You know, Samuel's a beast when you put the ball in his hands. I see him going into Philly and coming away at the W. What say you, as they say?
I know you don't agree with that. I know you don't.
I don't feel that way.
There's no way.
Okay, because here's I can't feel confident in anything this weekend because we have the four best teams in football, which I think is a rarity. How many times can you think about four like the Bengals? No one really kind of felt confident they should have been there last year. It kind of felt like a year too early, especially for them to make the Super Bowl. Now this year we have a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 1 seed, a 3 seed, and the Bengals were kind of better than the Bills by the end of the season, and they proved it last weekend. So I don't know how you can feel confident about anything in the 49ers Eagles matchup specifically. You have the two best defenses in the league. Philadelphia led the league in pass defense. They led less than 180 yards per game, and they led sacks 70 during the regular season.
70 sacks. The next team is 15 behind.
Exactly. And then the Niners, they led the way in interceptions, and they were second in rush defense, less than 80 yards per game. So you have two defensive heavyweights coming together in a likely cold weather matchup in January. I think the biggest differentiator between the two, outside of obviously the question mark about Brock Purdy being a rookie and this being just a big moment, is the fact that Philly has home field advantage. And when you think about all the neutral field discussion that we've had in the past month and the Bengals making that,
thank God that didn't happen.
Philadelphia is an absolute madhouse to go into when it comes to a championship game. The Birds fans are in any sport. That's a completely correct. But the Birds fans are another breed. I saw there's a video from a Birds fan when they won the Super Bowl. He was screaming at a subway train, and the subway started leaving the station, and he ran after it, and he ran straight into a pole, and he went viral for it.
I saw
that. He said he's going back to that same pole, running into it again, and then going home to watch the game so as to not upset the tradition.
They're from Philly.
That is
ignorant
how insane Eagles fans are. And that place is going to be rocking. Purdy has not had to play a playoff game yet.
The 49ers
on the road.
I think Purdy he's going to get exposed. It's going to be a Joe Flacco pedestrian type of game. They're going to force him to beat them because that Eagles defense is going to take away every single
Mike weapon. Shanahan is a lot brighter than that. And you think he isn't aware of that?
Kyle.
That's showing my age.
Yeah,
and I used to be
the old man. Yeah.
It's the new age, old man.
Well, Mike Shanahan taught him that.
No, I completely agree. I think Kyle Shanahan is going to put him in the right spots, but
exactly.
It's up to him to make the right decisions.
If it's on Brock Purdy to win this game for you, you're toast.
Put him in that position.
I agree.
No rookie has been in this position and succeeded. It's been four times done in the past. It's
Tom Brady in 2001. Yeah, when he was early on in his career, he was not a rookie.
This is the only rookie.
This is the fifth time in NFL history that we're going to get this.
Hey, speaking of NFL, let's go to Zach Littrell. He can share a little bit with us his opinion of the big move with Frank Reich going to the Carolina Panthers. He's kind enough to join us, and he is the president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. You're on the links right now?
Well, not quite. I tee off at 110, but I stepped away from getting all the practice swings. And believe me, I need a bunch of them to hang out with you guys for a little bit.
Where are you playing today? Are you in North Carolina?
I am. So it's actually right across the state line into South Carolina. There are a couple clubs that I play down here, and this one's the Chester Golf Club. So it's probably not as nice as my normal club, which is Springfield, but everything was jammed up because here in the Carolinas, when you get a day in January that's in the 60s, everybody's out, of course.
Of course. Hey, yeah, well, I'm from Iowa, and if it's in the 40s, you can't find a tee time. We're not well there in that state. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand, of course, and that is the baseball, bourbon, and cigars event, and that is March 23rd, and it's over at the Al Lopez Museum. I was there last year. Great event, and you guys are going to do it again this year.
That's right. Yeah, like you said, it's the 23rd of March, and this will be our second annual. Last year was the inaugural event and went off really well. We do it in partnership with the Tampa Bay Baseball Museum there, and we hold it out in Ybor City. They have a lovely courtyard, and it just provides a really nice backdrop for the event. But you know, basically, it's an opportunity to come out and mingle with some, you know, Tampa area, but also throughout Florida, Major League Baseball legends. We also put, you know, some very fine, you know, Tampa cuisine out, as well as some really high end bourbon. So it's a really fun event. And you know, you said you were there last year. Some of the players last year, you know, Wade Boggs, Lou Piniella were there. We're just now starting to get some player confirmations, really, the last few days. And Mike DeFelice, Jason Michaels, Mike Heath. You know, we're starting to get some good baseball players in. But in addition to that, we'll have some of our Florida Sports Hall of Fame members there. We just got confirmation from newly inducted James Jones. John Gruden's going to be there. So, you know, we're happy with the names we have so far. We're going to continue to add to that as we get closer to the event.
I will tell you this, Zach. You did a superb job, and I appreciate you welcoming the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection to our live broadcast. And we're actually launching a sports-only streaming channel. We'll do any event that you guys have. We'll be over there, and we'll be streaming it live on the 23rd of March. But you did a superb job for the Hall of Fame inductions, and that was a big class, impressive lineup, you know, amazing. Every time I watch Pam Oliver during this NFL season, I think about the conversations I had with her getting ready for the Masters, and he inducted Fred, and of course, near and dear to my heart, my good buddy Barry Smith. But talk about that! What an amazing class that you had, and that event at Raymond James Stadium was world class, man. You did a superb job.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike, and yeah, I'm glad you could be there and be a part of it and to broadcast from there. it was really fun. That was my first major event with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and you know, the people at Raymond James Stadium did a great job. The club level just set itself up nicely for the production there. And like you said, the class was great, really diverse. You know, Chris Nickett, the Special Olympian, was inducted, and
that was
near and dear to my heart.
The coolest thing I've seen.
Chris was a ton of fun, and you know, we were excited for him, and he was obviously very excited to be up there. So that was a good experience. And then near and dear to my heart as a St. Louis Cardinal fan, it was fun to see Rick Ankiel up there. And Rick's actually stayed pretty engaged with us. And later in the year, in June, when we host our golf tournament, Rick has actually agreed to be the ambassador for that tournament. So it's good to see him, you know, staying involved and coming out and you know, hanging out with the guests and everything.
Well, you know, I thought you were a great cat until you mentioned you were a Cardinals fan, man. I used to work for the Cubs organization, and those two just do not play well together.
Cardinals, no, but they're fun games to attend, though. That's
for sure. Oh my God,
I enjoy going to Wrigley.
Whether you're down at Busch Stadium or you're up in Wrigley, they're just great contests. Hey, real quickly, I got to share a story about last year's event. You bring up Lou Pinnell, and I was fortunate to speak to Sweet Lou, and we're working on a deal with him down here at Ferg's. But my right hand man on Saturday is a kid named Ben Botham. He has the day off. But Ben, he was a pitcher at Savannah State. He built a museum and he was going to go work for the L. Lopez. And I meet him and I invite him to the event. And he's 23 years old and he's just like a deer in headlights when he sees these people. And Lou Pinella pulls up and he's got this sweet BMW, just a pewter blue. It'd be perfect to drive to a Carolina Panther game. Just a beautiful car. And he's staring right at Ben and he motions at him and Ben thinks he wants to talk to him. And he walks up to Ben and he looks around and he goes, reaches in his pocket, hands him his keys and said, I think I parked my car. And Ben said, I was just shocked. He said, the wind just came out of me. I thought he was going to ask me a question or two. I was like, hey, boy, take this car and go park it. He goes, that was his moment of conversation with Lou Pinella. But Lou is actually a great guy. And
I hope he did it. I hope he parked the car. I mean, come on.
Oh, he did. I would have parked that car. I don't know if I would have come right back. I might have taken a couple loops around the city and did the old, the old lean.
Ferris Bueller Day Off movie, right? Just
exactly.
Run around in the car for a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I know you are. I know you are heavily involved with the Carolina Panthers. Let's get your perspective on the Frank Reich hire.
Yeah, I think the fan base is pretty excited about that. I mean, certainly they were ready for the change. Our interim coach last season, Steve Wilks, did a really fantastic job, so people were cheering for him. But I don't think anybody's disappointed about Frank Reich. The history of our team, really, since its inception, we've been a strong defense, run-first team. So this is the first time we've had a head coach who really focuses on offense. So that'll be a nice change of pace. And, you know, if you look at all the dominant teams in current football, you know, they can score points. So it'll be nice to see that change. And I think the fan base is going to welcome it. And I know that, you know, Frank's one of the original Panthers on that team there, and his family's maintained their homes and residency in Charlotte. So it's I think it's going to be a nice mix, and I'm looking forward to see what he can get there and just a change of pace, really, to be honest with you.
Well, Zach, we'll let you get back to get over to the putting green. That's where you need to be. That's where you putt for dough. Get over there. Is this a scramble?
No, just the buddies getting out and enjoying the weather today.
All right, my man. Have a great time. Hit them straight, and I'll talk to you soon. And we'll put this up on our social media. And we're having an event on the 25th. If you're in town, we're having Jimmy Buffett night down here after the Mets and the Rays at Ferg's. And I'd like you to come down, and Barry and the boys will be here. So we'll talk about that later. So hit them straight. Have a great time, and keep them in short grass too, man.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back with Big O and the Axeman. We're going to wind down talking NBA, a little college basketball, and, of course, some more conversation on the NFL Conference Championships. We'll be right back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with please. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big
Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Berg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters. Visit RadioSt.Pete.com for a great variety of local audio programs, live coverage of local events, award-winning syndicated radio programs, over 800 Tampa Bay musicians, and of course, local sports coverage. Download the free Radio St. Pete apps or find RadioSt.Pete.com on your enabled speakers. RadioSt.Pete.com is where local music lives.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. We're actually inside today. I wimped out a little brisk out front. Not much foot traffic anyway. So we've got the place to ourselves. I got Oscar Garner III, the Big O, and Alex Reba, the Axeman. And they're going to continue our conversations that are brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Come on down to Ferg's. Have a Champa Bay. Have a screwdriver. Have a Bloody Mary. Whatever you do, ask for Ice Pick Vodka. Great supporter of On the Tee Florida and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection conversations. All right, fellas, speaking of conversation. Oh, well, I muted you because as I'm trying to have a conversation, you two are over there talking, and I didn't have your mics off.
Well, we're excited for Gasparilla.
Act like you're excited.
Well, we were very excited for Gasparilla.
There you go. Little enthusiasm.
I just wanted to sponsor. I just wanted to give my own testimony. The Champa Bay Lemonade has led to a lot of great nights out here.
I do not need to have any details, but I'm glad that I got you converted to Ice Pick and the Champa Bay.
I was another brand before, but Ice Pick has my heart now.
All right. Now, fellas, real quick. Champa Bay's losing the luster. The Rays better have a great season, and the Lightning better get into the Stanley Cup. Because
a huge win over Boston this week, though.
Yeah, it was a huge win.
The Bruins are on a tear this season, so that was a big win.
Nobody can touch them. We did touch them. However, that Champa Bay label is going to be fading into the sunset quickly.
Yeah, the sun is kind of setting on the Champa era of Champa Bay.
It was a pretty good era, though.
Yeah, I think superb.
I mean, it's still not dead per se. I mean,
where's it
going to
come from?
Rays.
The Bolts are just and a Bolts. Team you don't want to see in the playoffs. Yeah. And they
made a statement against the Bruins.
The Bucks had a very tough season, but they were technically still the NFC South champions and a playoff.
It's a champion.
So,
That's right.
That's a champion.
You can't go into the collegiate world around here.
USF has not had a great basketball season, but baseball, they're always good in baseball. You never know.
You're reaching. Yeah. Lacrosse are damn good. They're damn good in lacrosse. They sent five people to the national champions last year in track.
What's accurate?
There you go.
I had Eckerd on last week, and I'll tell you what, the Eckerd soccer girls, most of them came from Miami. Okay. Your wheelhouse. Anyway.
Oh, no.
All right. There's Joe Bordeaux. Joe Bordeaux is the man behind the plan of RadioSt.Pete.com and the stream. Oscar Garner III, Alex Reba. This is live radio at its finest.
Yes. To all the listeners, love handshakes. You can definitely hear that, the handshakes.
Exactly. All right, my friend, I'm going to turn this over to you guys. Let's talk a little NBA, a little college, and we got about 12 minutes to wind things down.
Okay. All right. Well, Oscar, we're about getting to the midway point of the season. We got the All-Star break coming up February 19th. Team Giannis versus Team LeBron in Salt Lake City has been set. The starters have been announced. I'll give you a quick rundown here. In the backcourt for the Western Conference, we got 9-time All-Star Steph Curry and 4-timer Luka Doncic. In the front court, 5-time. It's 4 times at 23. Yeah. I mean, LeBron, we'll get to in a moment. He could come to that number. Front court, we got 5-timer Nikola Jokic, 2-timer MVP back-to-back. 2-timer Zion Williamson, I think the probably most shocking of the starter announcements. We can get into a discussion about whether or not that was merited. And then, of course, the captain, my king, my goat, the 19-timer, tying the record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and being the only man in NBA history to be selected for 19 consecutive All-Star games, LeBron James.
No cup tape. No, I'm on my way out. Give me one last starter.
Yep.
Earned it.
Yep. And we have to mention he has captained the team since 2018, and he is a 3-time MVP of the All-Star game. Now, we swing over to the Eastern Conference, where your Boston Celtics play and my Cleveland Cavaliers play. The backcourt, 8-timer, former Cavalier, current Brooklyn Net, a resurgent team, Kyrie Irving. 4-timer, absolute stud, Donovan Spider Mitchell. In the front court, 13-timer Kevin Durant, 4-timer Jason Tatum, and 7-timer captain Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right, first off, thoughts on starting lineups. I would say I was not shocked by anything beyond the Zion Williamson over potentially Anthony Davis. Kyrie, and who would you have selected over Kyrie? Is JB a guard? That's the first question I have. He plays more of a forward position for that Celtics team.
He's listed between shooting guard and small forward. Jason Tatum is playing between power forward and small forward. So if you don't know who really covers the forward position, it's Tatum.
Okay.
And then when they bring out Horford or Time Lord, right, he's definitely going to be playing more of the forward. And then Jaylen Brown takes more of that guard, bring the ball up role for the most part. So I would say Jaylen Brown probably deserved that position over Kyrie, but you have to think about the razzle dazzle. We have to think about the showmanship of the All-Star game, and we want somebody like Kyrie in it. And he's shooting better from three. I get it. Jaylen Brown hasn't had the best past few games, so and then with the voting and everything.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. The voting methodology has been a question mark across every All-Star game and every sport, and this year is no exception. So the NBA does it that fans get 50% of the vote for the starters, 25% of the vote is to the NBA players, and 25% to the media. And, you know, I don't know if you heard this, but Chet Holmgren actually received 4 votes from NBA players, which does cast a question about how much validity we should be giving NBA players a vote. The man, we must note, has never played an NBA minute, and not a singular one.
I hate to be the man behind the curtain type of guy, but we have to remember what we're talking about here. About entertainment. And then on top of that, I think on top of that, we're dealing with this, lost my train of thought.
The validity of the All-Star game voting and whether or not it any merit.
Right, we're dealing with that. So, I mean, think about when the Warriors were at their peak. Mm-hmm. You were getting, what was this? Zaza Pachulia was getting almost starter votes for the All-Star. It's an entertainment piece, and it's one of the crowning events of the NBA season. We've made it a lot more exciting with how we've done the game with scoring.
And the draft. I love the draft. And the draft this year is happening just basically before the game itself, you know.
It's literally like
show up to the court. All right, we're doing last pick in the draft. Who is it going to be? Yeah, exactly. Yes. I think it's going to be a fun All-Star break. Utah is certainly an interesting city to have an All-Star break. It was in Cleveland last year, though. So, I mean, we're certainly hitting all the marquee destinations across the league. But look, I think it's going to be exciting. I love the draft. I love the idea of LeBron and Giannis picking. It led to some great moments in the James Harden saga when he was getting traded and who was going to take James and who was going to say what. And the Anthony Davis when he was getting dealt to the Lakers and the quote unquote tampering. You know, I mean, it leads to some fun aspects, and you know what, the NBA needs a nice little reprieve, and I think another thing that's really just the worst about the NBA right now is the minutes restrictions are getting out of control. I mean, the guys that are sitting game to game just to get, you know, rest. They got to fix it.
I think Stan Van Gundy said it best. He mentioned that we're doing sitting more rest and not get be better with the players are missing as much time as ever. The injuries are at an all-time high, but we're doing all of this load management for what? It hasn't really resulted in much. I mean, I actually want to touch on this since we're talking about injuries. Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that did surprise me.
The only reason is his competition is hurt.
Mm-hmm. That was a
gonna get that spot.
Anthony Street Clothes Davis. Yeah.
Literally, Street Clothes would have had that spot. Zion wasn't. I mean, yeah, Street Clothes would have had that spot if he was healthy.
Mm-hmm. He would. And yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I think it might be restricting the amount of minutes or the amount of games. I think maybe limiting the games is the best answer to it, because we play an 82-game season. There should never be back-to-backs. I mean, it's just a guaranteed way. So when I was out in California, I was like, let's go to a Kings game. I see the Kings and the Nuggets are playing. Okay, let's go see Nikola Jokic. There's a two-game back-to-back Kings-Nuggets. They play on back-to-back nights. I knew that second game, Jokic is not playing that game. Guess what? Jokic didn't play that game. It was a much better game. It went close to it ran to the end. But if you're paying the obscene price, it was about $80 to get the cheapest ticket in the Sacramento Kings Stadium.
I saw you were tucked up there.
The smallest marquee like setting of the NBA. Yeah. And it's still $80. I got a Knicks ticket when I was in New York. It was $95, cheapest I could find. I couldn't even see the full court. They had little monitors. You had to watch half the game on the
TV.
Why
do you want to go then? I guess my question.
Because, well, first of all, I want to check out every facility in the country.
Gotcha.
But I'm just a sports fan. When I go to a city, I think the best way to almost even see the culture of the city, to see different cities, how they prioritize sports.
Now, I was just curious.
I think it's so fascinating, but it's just
I've done the same thing. I go to these events, and I'm like, I'd be better in the bar across the street.
Yeah, exactly.
From a watching the game, but at least I was there.
But even then, if you're not even going to play the starters, I mean, Steve Kerr just benched almost his entire roster the other night in Cleveland because he said, you know what, we're just taking them. We need nights off. There's these back to backs are getting out of hand, and no one cares about the regular season.
I thought playing the same team in back to back nights, going there, being there for the 2-game road stint, was supposed to be somewhat of a bandage.
You give them an inch, they take a mile. I mean, it's that's the way the league is, and I think you got to figure. There's got to be some sort of restriction on it. They got to figure out something because it's just gotten out of hand.
We only got 2 minutes, fellas. Hey, real quickly, talking about going to a game, did you see Jimmy Butler in Miami and the story about the young kid that came from Argentina?
That was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't beautiful at first. The poor kid, he and his sister, I mean, you felt for him.
Well, I mean, after the
Jimmy
fact,
made up for it.
Jimmy's a great guy. He's a class act. Got him some,
you caddy
some
for him.
Big face coffee. I caddy for Mark Wahlberg. Jimmy was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. Jimmy's a great guy. He's a class act. You know, I have my Jimmy jersey and how
I feel big about Jimmy
that
guy. Fan.
And the Heat 22-20 right now. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but
28-22, the other way around.
Huh?
28-22. Yeah, that's a
record. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they're sixth in the East right now, and not on the outside looking in, but they're making steps.
Yeah,
they're in the right direction.
You said they're sixth.
Yeah, six.
Okay, I thought they were eight.
Right behind the fifth place
game. And see, since we're coming up on the All-Star that break, that's why I thought we'd talk a little NBA. Hey, we only got one more minute. Of course, go with your picks one more time on the NFL.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Chiefs and Eagles.
Bengals and Niners.
Kelsey Bowl. Mm-hmm. The best Kelsey
Bowl. Good podcast content for them.
The Brothers Bowl. All right, guys. I appreciate you coming down and spending some time. You're more than welcome. You'll feel better in the morning if you stick around another hour and hang out with me instead of getting this such an early start at Gasparilla. I do normally carry bail money around, so in the event that anything takes place, just call the old man.
My 2 feet still work. I can get away.
All right.
Oh, no.
That's good to hear. All right. We'll be back hour number two here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.